This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired November 5th, 2025. Becoming the first Canadian to hold the role, Waterloo NDP MPP Catherine Fife was elected to lead the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians at the organization's conference in early October. Fife becomes the 8th chairperson in the organization's history. According to the group's website, the CWP is the network of the women members of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association's Parliament and Legislatures, and is a means of, quote, building the capacity of women elected to Parliament to be more effective in their roles, unquote. Fife notes that this is a, quote, huge responsibility, but adds that, quote, this is the kind of work that also gives me energy, unquote. MPP Fife says she hopes to focus her efforts around access to education, democratic engagement, human rights, and climate change. The CWP, which represents over 3,000 women parliamentarians in over 180 Commonwealth national and subnational parliaments, encourages all parliamentarians to, quote, include a gender perspective in all aspects of their role, legislation, oversight, and representation, and helping parliaments to become gender-sensitive institutions, unquote. This show features an interview with MPP Fife, who is excited to take on the role, which she says is a, quote, great opportunity to learn and to take things to the next level. Here is the interview.
My name is Catherine Fife. I'm the MPP for Waterloo, and I serve as the Economic and Development Trade Critic here in Ontario. For around 5 to 6 years, I've represented Ontario at the Canadian region version of Commonwealth Parliamentarians. And when I learned that Canada had never secured a position as chair of the Commonwealth Parliamentarians, I thought that it was time for us to stand up and put our names forward. So at the end of the day, I was successful, and my fellow colleagues and parliamentarians from Commonwealth countries did choose Canada to represent, to speak on behalf of women parliamentarians in those nations, which is about 3,000 female parliamentarians in 56 countries. And it's a huge privilege, but it's a huge responsibility. And it comes at a time right now where the world and politics is very divisive. And so the Commonwealth serves as a unique institution to show, you know, our democracies for what they are, is that we can connect on key issues around the economy, climate change, and gender equality. And those are the initiatives that I hope to take forward.
What does it do as a group? How does it affect initiatives across the Commonwealth?
A little bit of history, perhaps. I mean, the Commonwealth was formed after World War II to support democracy going forward, and also to support parliamentarians in their work. It now sits at 56 countries and represents over 180 parliaments. In total, 17,000 parliamentarians are part of those the Commonwealth Association. The organization that I will be chairing is a subgroup of women leaders in those countries. Our work here is primarily around supporting gender equality in those parliaments, finding common issues to work together on, climate change being one of them, human trafficking, and access to equal education rights for women and girls around those Commonwealth countries and beyond. Essentially, this is an organization that came together to build alliances post-World War II and strengthen relationships between our parliaments to secure the basic principles of democracy. And I think that this is an important time to be part of this organization, the Commonwealth Parliamentarians, because of the division that we're seeing across the globe, but also the fact that there are more autocracies than democracies right now around the world. So this is an opportunity for Canada to share our knowledge, build allegiances, build friendships, and then support the strength of our democracies.
So what will your responsibilities be in this organization with your new role?
the women leaders in these Commonwealth nations, we do meet biannually and we design programs that are specific to women parliamentarians. My job also is that I'm now an officer of the association. And so this will include, you know, focusing on emerging issues in politics. I think right now we're facing with how do parliamentarians deal with AI, for instance, the prevalence of tariffs and the destabilization of our economies. These meetings are obviously at a parliamentary level, but all of us have made a commitment to design programs and to share knowledge to strengthen our respective parliaments.
What will the impact be on your duties as an MPP?
Well, it's an interesting question. It is a huge responsibility, and I'm not discounting that. But it's also, after 13 years of serving as an MPP, this is the kind of work that also gives me energy, right? One, it's a great opportunity to learn, but also to expand, you know, the knowledge transferred to other jurisdictions that I've had on the economy, you know, on accessibility and on human rights. It takes years of knowledge and advocacy to a new level, which will give me new energy as a local parliamentarian.
Do you have things you're hoping to accomplish as the president of this council?
Well, it is early days, and I will tell you that it was education that was transformative for me as a parliamentarian, and equal access to education rights is a common theme that all of our countries are facing. And this is particularly important, Dan, in today's world where misinformation and a lack of critical thinking skills allows, dictators to take power. So, I've always been very committed to democratic engagement and the integrity of those processes, but also ensuring that, you know, voters and citizens have the knowledge to make informed decisions in elections. Because as you can tell, when citizens elect, you know, a leader like Donald Trump, there's a trickle-out effect across the globe, which undermines economic, education, and often human rights.
I then asked MPP Fife about how folks in Ontario will benefit from her new role and the information sharing aspects to it. Here is her answer.
I think it's a good point. I mean, all politics is local, right? And so even today, we're in question period and the government has, you know, changed the election rules, for instance, which benefit them as a ruling party. And so in order for us to push back on some of those, you know, changes, which include, ironically, increasing donations to $5,000 per person, essentially putting the Ontario legislature up for sale, we need people to be engaged and paying attention because otherwise governments, you know, run roughshod over their rights as citizens. Remember, this is a government that called an early election because there was an urgency to deal with Donald Trump, and then has prevented us from essentially sitting for a significant amount of time and bringing in legislative options. So when governments show who they really are, we should believe them. And we need education to be a key part and platform of that going forward.
This larger organization now, you can gain knowledge of how to deal with some of these common problems that are happening across.
Yeah, there are definitely important lessons to learn from other jurisdictions who have gone through, you know, a turbulent time as we are here in Ontario. And the important piece is that there are solutions. There are solutions to dealing with a leader like Donald Trump, and it's rebuilding our own economy to make it more resilient and less dependent on our other jurisdictions. But also, there is a window of opportunity here to create new relationships and new economic pathways that are beneficial for countries in the Commonwealth. And as I said, in a world where people feast on division, there's an opportunity for us to show the world what really connects us and what our common values are, and then build from that position instead of a deficit.
That was Waterloo NDP MPP Catherine Fife talking about her role as the chairperson of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news, and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.